This is the Land of Thoughts meditation. Let's begin once again by making sure we're as comfortable as we can possibly be. Do you need to have a little wriggle to get more comfortable? And then we can begin. Allowing your eyes to close if that feels okay. Or if you'd prefer to leave them open, then having a fuzzy focus if you can. Just see if you can quietly listen to my voice and see what happens. If you can comfortably reach your tummy right now, you might want to see how it is to rest one or both of your hands on your tummy. And notice what it feels like as you breathe in. And as you breathe out. Just focusing on that feeling of the air coming in and the air going out, and what it feels like in your tummy as you breathe out. Imagine, if you can, right now, that you're inside your den, looking around you and noticing what there is to see. What there is to touch. And what there is to hear. Next time you breathe out, you might want to imagine letting other parts of your body become a bit softer too. Imagining that each time you breathe out, you relax just a little bit more. And now that we're perhaps feeling a bit settled, if it feels okay, we're going to imagine going on a little adventure. Now, what was it that Dragon said? Something about how to call him when you want him. Ah, that's right. All you have to do is think Dragon, and when you step outside your den, he'll be right there. Take a few more deep breaths if you want to, and then when you're ready for more adventure, just think Dragon and imagine stepping outside your den. It's so good to see you again, a kindly voice says. It's a warm, sunny day. The air is crisp and fresh, and your friend is looking so very happy to get to spend more time with you. I've got so much to show you today, he says excitedly, hopping up and down. Are you ready for a ride? He asks. Decide if you feel okay to ride on your dragon, or if you might prefer to ride on a cloud alongside him. And if you need a cloud, then just imagine a soft and fluffy one appearing in front of you. Climb aboard your dragon or your cloud, think up, and away you go. Up into the air, the wings of the dragon flapping slowly as you go higher and higher. The sun is shining very brightly and the sky is crystal clear. Can you feel the gentle breeze on your skin as you look down at the sights below? Your dragon seems to know where he's going since he looks like he's concentrating hard as he flies and he's not talking. In the distance, you can see the fire and smoke coming out of the tops of some mountains that you realise are volcanoes, and you recognise the land of body. Ahead in the distance, you can see lots of clouds. Some are white and fluffy, and some are dark, with rain and hailstones falling from them. As you get closer, your dragon finally speaks. We've arrived at Land of Thoughts. It's kind of hard to see the ground here because of all these clouds. Each cloud is a thought. Some clouds are pretty harmless, and other clouds can cause really tricky weather. All we have to do to get through here safely is to notice them. Right now, see if you can notice some of your thoughts. Thoughts are words that we say to ourselves, and two people can have different thoughts about the same thing. Maybe right now, if you're having a thought like, I'm not sure what she's talking about, well, that's a thought. If I ask you what you had for breakfast, you might think, I didn't have any. Or maybe a picture of what you ate for breakfast might appear in your mind. That's a type of thought as well. And those kinds of thoughts are probably fairly fluffy and white, in that they don't tend to cause you any upset. As your dragon friend flies along through the clouds, see if you can notice some more of your thoughts. Is your mind full of thoughts right now? If so, you might see that the sky is full of clouds. Or perhaps your mind is quite clear right now and you're imagining clear skies ahead. We've gathered so much treasure, your dragon says. You've practiced noticing your thoughts, which is a skill that you can use through the whole of your life. Well done. And perhaps it was hard to see your thoughts. Maybe your mind was a bit of a jumble, a bit like a sky that's full of clouds. So full that it's almost like just one big grey cloud. And that's okay too. I can't wait to show you more treasure next time. Right now I'll take you back to Den, Dragon says. Your dragon friend soars through the air with the greatest of ease, flying high above mountains and low over the lake and trees. And before you know it, you're back at Den. Take a moment to say goodbye to your dragon friend if you want to. And then you can begin bringing your attention back to your breath, noticing how the air fills your chest as you breathe in, and what it feels like as the air leaves your body. Breathing in, breathing out, and just resting for a moment. Then maybe giving your fingers and toes a little wriggle if you'd like to, and having a little stretch if that would feel nice, before you slowly open your eyes if they've been closed.